Hey everybody, it's been a minute, but I am back. This is my first show since December something. I can't remember, but it's been a minute and I had to take a break for me and get some things situated and shit. So now I'm back. So welcome to the Purple Unicorn Podcast. What's up, what's up, what's up? How you doing? You doing good. That's what's up. For real? All right. So anyway, so the affirmation for today, and today is August 19th. Happy birthday, Granny. And the affirmation for today is, all situations are temporary. Nothing lasts forever. We know this. We know this intellectually. Plants die. Buildings collapse. Tires go flat. Hot cups of tea go cold. Everything is in transition. So don't ever get sidetracked of what's going on just because it's not going on the way that you want it to. Evidently, it's not meant to go that way. So keep rolling with what you got to go with. I mean, one day at a time. And that's what everything in life. One day at a time. Shit, you don't know. Tomorrow might not be here for you. Or the next person. So, I mean, take that coal and turn it into diamonds, my nigga. So, I'm not doing horoscopes. Honestly, just don't fucking feel like it. But, I hope all the horoscopes, all the signs, is just moving forward. Now that we're out of a retrograde, we've been out for a couple of weeks now. Yeah, that retrograde fucked me up, B. Fucked me up, fucked a whole bunch of people up. It's just, and if you don't know what a retrograde is, that's when the planet is in a standstill. And it ends up moving backwards instead of going completely around the planet. So, say I'm going completely around wherever they're supposed to fucking go. I'm still learning about this. So, like I said in previous episodes, y'all gonna have to roll with me on this. Don't get mad if I say something wrong. Just politely correct me. Just be polite. Because I would politely correct you. So, just politely correct me. Like, nah, girl. That is not what that means. Let me tell you what this means, baby girl. Just say, you know, shit like that. Just politely correct me. But anyway, it's when a planet stops and it moves backwards instead of it continuing the rotation and moving forward and getting things going. Is it stops and it just says, you know what, fuck this shit, I'm about to take a break. And that planet just reverses, it moves backwards. And when that happens, a lot of things happen. My phone was fucking up. My badge at work was not working at all. I don't know what was going on with that. But I'm about to clock in today, B. You about to pay me for my shit today. So I had to get that fixed. All types of weird things. Like the clock on my forklift at work was all messed up. Not the clock, but the... the computer on my forklift. So that made work a little bit harder. Like, I gotta keep rebooting my computer and shit. But, I mean, what can you say? Shit happens. So, I hope everybody had a good Christmas. I'm trying to make up for everything here. But I only got a certain... I only have a certain amount of time right now. So... I'm trying to catch up everything. So I hope your Christmas was good. I hope you got what you wanted, what you needed. I hope you saw some people you ain't seen in a while. And I hope New Year's came in good for you. I hope it started off well. Everyone's New Year start off well. Not everyone, but 50%, I say that, starts off well. And then it kind of goes to shit after that. So other than that... movies that I've seen, Bird Box, I'm just now watching John Wick for some reason. That shit was dope. All three of them. I was very surprised because I'm not an action girl. I can't stand action movies. unless there's somebody in it that's cute, like Michael B. Jordan, Drake, Chris Brown, you know, of that. If they're in the movie, then I'll watch it if it's action all day, every day. Let's see what else. So I have some bad news for people, everyone. And I have to get close when I say this. Everyone loves Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is beautiful. It's awesome. It's the best thing ever. When you want some Chick-fil-A, I could eat Chick-fil-A every day for real. Every fucking day. And it just makes me so happy. I don't know what's in it. I don't know what makes me feel enlightened. But if I'm having a bad day and you see I'm having a bad day, go give me some Chick-fil-A. I'll take a number one deluxe, add bacon to it. Make sure you get 2 packets of mayo, 2 cups of Chick-fil-A sauce, and I want a half sweet tea, half lemonade. Yeah, that would be lovely. That would make my day. But anyway, back to business. Whatever is in it is not good, because evidently I seen today on IG that at Alkaline Vegan Mommy, go follow her. She will put you onto some shit about different food, about what to make, what not to make, how to make stuff. She's dope. I like her page. She posts I like. So she said that you should have an alkaline diet. And then what I'm about to tell you, what she wrote, it was a picture of a Chick-fil-A sandwich, and it was the ingredients to a Chick-fil-A sandwich, and it tells you everything, I believe, from the bun all the way to the pickles, the meat, the breading on the meat, and everything that's inquired into that. And from my understanding, there's a lot of soy in that, and the soy is not good for men or young boys, but I'm just going to put all boys and men, okay? Like the group, it's not good for boys and men. Okay, so, oh no, that's boys to men, my bad. Anyway, so she's just pretty much said you need to cook from scratch using alkaline ingredients, and it will help with your boyfriend or husband, father, son, nephew, I don't know, if you got a boo thing, I don't know. It's going to help with the male person, period. I mean, it's not going to help with them. Jesus, please forgive my mouth, because right now, I'm the wrong one. So, forgive me, y'all. Forgive me. Soy is bad for every man and boy. It promotes a estrogen that is too much for them. They're not supposed to have this estrogen hormone in them this much. And it is affecting their breast and buttocks growth. Now, it's fucked up because my son loves Chick-fil-A. I love Chick-fil-A. When daddy at work, I be like, hey bud, what you want to eat? He be like, I don't know, ma, some Chick-fil-A. And I was like, so you did know, because you said Chick-fil-A. He was like, yeah, but I didn't know if you was going to agree to. So then I'm like, okay, well, we about to get some Chick-fil-A. And then we go to Chick-fil-A. Now, this is probably about at a period of a time, I'm sorry. This ain't always, because I done winged off, because Chick-fil-A expensive, my nigga. Especially disrespectful. I got to turn my notifications off. Especially with, they're disrespectful when it comes to their prices, and you getting extra shit. Very disrespectful. Like, wait a minute, I love you, and I want to pay this. But wait, why am I spending $30 for me and my baby? This doesn't make any sense. We need to rewind this. I could have went to the grocery store, for real. But that's not what happens. We be like, fuck that. I'm not doing these dishes. I'm not cooking today. We about to go get this Chick-fil-A. Shit, your daddy already ate on his break when he get home. Shit, me and you gonna be set. Chick-fil-A, how you full all day? But after knowing this, it hurts me, because now I gotta tell my baby we can't eat there anymore.
And we already dwindling down, like, to the point of I might go there once a month now. But I feel like that once a month not even needed for him. And I need to start looking at all the ingredients on everything. Did you guys know that in Cinnamon Toast Crunch, there's rat poisoning in it? We had to tell him, like, baby, Google this word, because he's 12. So Google this word right here, and you read to me what that says. Then I'm going to explain to you what it is, and I'm going to explain to you why you got to stop eating it, B. Because I'm not about to have my baby grow up and be die at a young age, or trying to figure out why his skin is like this, why he keep getting acne and shit. Like, it's from the shit that you eat. And I'm slowly learning that. We do not drink milk anymore. We was on 2% when we did drink it. And I grew up on whole. So to go from whole to 2% was tough as fuck. Because it tastes like water at that point. But now, I take 2% over whole any day. Whole milk is disgusting, my nigga. Disgusting. And that mucus that it builds up in you, and you be hawking and spitting that. I hate that shit. So I've transitioned to almond milk. Now, if there's something about almond milk that I don't know, I don't know. But it works well with my body and my son's. So we switched to almond milk. And it has done good, except for our pockets. That almond milk is expensive as fuck. And if another person tell me go to Aldi's and get that nasty ass shit, I'm not doing it. You hear me? I don't care if it is bought by Trader Joe's. I'm not doing it. I don't want that nasty shit. So I buy Blue Diamond because that is delicious. I can drink that. I have a little bit of heartburn. Let me go get some almond milk. Heartburn gone, but it's taking a step into the right direction in some way, somehow. I found out there's fluoride in Kroger brand water. And on top of that, they're using their own tap water, my nigga. You got me fucked up. If that's the case, I'm going to drink my own shit. Purify my ass. Like, I don't know. Some things need to be cut out. Some things need to be deaded. And in order to live a happy, full life, I'm going to have to cut some shit out. And that includes cheese. And Lord, Chick-fil-A. I don't know what I'm going to do without Chick-fil-A. Well, actually, I do know what I'm going to do without Chick-fil-A. I'm going to do what I did before Chick-fil-A got to Toledo. That's what I'm going to do. Because I ain't never had Chick-fil-A until it got here. And I was like, oh, shit. Chick-fil-A, what is that? And then I can't remember who it was. They was like, damn, bitch, you don't know what Chick-fil-A is? You don't go nowhere. And I was like, I know. And then I was like, well, introduce me. And I ate it, and I've been on it ever since. So, some shit you just gotta let go. And that's funny because, what was my affirmation? All situations are not. Oh, I'm sorry. All situations are temporary. I had to reread it. My bad. But it's all temporary, and you have to move on for a reason, because if it was meant for you to stay there, then you'll still be there. You get me? Okay, so, yeah, on to the next thing, the Black Lady Sketch Show. When I tell you, the first episode had me in tears. The second and third episode had its funny moments. But for the most part, it was like, I don't know where y'all going with this, but I'm going to keep rocking with y'all because y'all all Black. And I ain't never seen that shit before, but I'm going to keep rocking with y'all even if y'all ain't funny. But it's some funny moments. So y'all need to check that out. It's on HBO. And if you can get HBO, let me tell y'all what y'all need to do. Y'all need to get somebody passcode to HBO. To their DirecTV or AT&T Uverse. Download HBO Go. Hope you got a Chromecast or a Roku, something where you can mirror you what's on your phone to your TV, and bam, you got HBO all day, B, living off the grid. I ain't paying another motherfucking cable bill in my life. You hear me? But the people that I got, they pass. If you need me to help with something, I could come take your garbage out. You know, I could come water some plants when you out of town. Shit like that. You know, pay your dues. Because they looking out for you. Man, I am weak. Okay. So I actually thought that this show was going to take like 30 minutes. I was like, I'll give myself 30 minutes because I got to go to the grocery store and, do mama things, clean up the house, get everything situated because school is back in session. I got a seventh grader, y'all. My baby in the seventh grade. Whoa, my baby in the seventh grade. I wonder, this is what I wonder. When a parent's child, when a child fails, okay, let me think about this before I say it. As a parent, when a child fails, if they get retained from that grade, do you still post them when it's time to go back to school? Because it's kind of like, I mean, they stayed in the same grade. So do you do that? Because I don't think I would be able to. Like, if I had to retain my child in his previous grade because for some reason that motherfucker didn't pay attention. Oh, you're about to pay attention because I'm going to tell them to hold your ass back. So I don't think I'd just probably be like, happy first day. Like, this is my seventh grader, this is my fifth grader. A lot of parents be like, I'm so proud of my fourth grader. I'm so proud of my kindergartner. Or, I'm so proud of my sixth grader, my junior and high schooler. Like, if y'all ever see somebody post and be like, happy first day, and that's that, that y'all got held behind. And then you gotta sit there and be like, damn, is they bad? They look like they is bad. No. That's not right. That's not right. I'm just playing, y'all. I am literally just playing a little bit. But I'm playing for the most part. A tiny bit. But I'm playing, though. So, anyway, I'm about to get off of here. Oh, and that music I was playing in the beginning is by Elle Varner. She has a new CD out. She finally came out with another CD. Her first CD was Imperfectly Perfect, I believe. Just search Elle Varner. She got one CD, a couple of singles, and it's her second CD. And when I tell y'all, I needed this in my life at the time. I love this CD from the first song to the last song. Now to each his own. Don't want nobody coming for her. Because that's my boo. Been my boo before she got put on. I noticed her when she was on that little side stage, on BET Awards. When they be like, okay, we about to go to the commercial. But check out this new artist. And then they just have them sing like a couple of notes. And then they cut them off. Like, goddamn. Y'all couldn't give them a whole like 2, 3 minutes though? Y'all just gonna be rude like that though? Just because y'all put them up there though? Anyway, they gave her a little bit of time. And I'm glad that they did. And she sung a song and I looked her up. And I've been on her ever since. But this CD is called Elevation. Her name is Elle Varner. I like how she did that wordplay. That's some dope shit. So, check her out. She dope. Let's see. What music I've been listening to? Honestly, y'all. I don't know if I should tell y'all who I've been listening to. Because then y'all wouldn't be like, for real? But I'm going to say it anyway. Because shit, everybody got a bougetto moment. Yes, I fucking said it. A bougie ghetto moment. And that's me. Motherfucker, I know when to be ghetto. I know when to be bougie. But all in all, I'm a wholesome girl. Yeah. So, a little bit of City Girls. Not all. A little bit. Light Skin Keisha. Her CD was sweet. I listened to the whole thing. I'd say probably about one or two songs. Nah, I won't give her that. Two or three songs. Nah, I won't give her that. Three or four songs I don't like. But other than that, it's cool. Her EP that she just came out with, it's only one song on there right now that I like. And it's called SMD. It's called Suck My Dick. Yes. That shit will have me ready to go to work. Like, hey, suck my dick. Suck my dick, little bitch. Suck. Don't fuck. Okay. So anyway, Light Skin Keisha, City Girls. Megan Thee Stallion, she is, I respect her. She's a college student. And she didn't just say fuck college. She's still going to school and she's still making this money. And I respect that. I respect that. I like her. She don't always talk about nasty shit. But for the most part, you want some working out music or some money motivation music? I go to them hoes. I mean, they got you all day. I mean, they said that it was a hot girl summer. I ain't seen it yet. But it has been hot, girl, this summer. God damn, it's been hot as fuck. And working in this fucking fact, Jesus, take the wheel. Take the car at this point. That's how I feel. But that music has got me through these hot days this summer. So, I guess you could say this girl had a hot summer. Man, if I can find some drums like ba-doom boom, I'm gonna add that in here. That shit was funny. Man, I just came up. Matter of fact, let me write this down. That's what I'm about to call this show. Girl hot this summer. Yeah, that's gonna be the name of the show, y'all. So, y'all, you know what? Y'all stay up. And I want to shout out, before I go, I want to give everybody a happy birthday shout out that they had a birthday from my last show, which was in December, until today. It's a lot of names. I'm going to name a couple off just because I fuck with them. So, like, my man, of course. Who else? Okay, so Frazier. That's my man. Why does it seem like everybody else's birthday is a blur? That's damn. That's fucked up. No, everybody's birthday ain't a blur. I'm just blow for real. Okay, so Frazier, my girl Nick. Who has birthday? February, March, April. Who birthday in April? Nobody. May. My little brother David. What's up, big dog? What's up, big dog? Oh, shit. My little sissy Simone. Hey, boo. Happy birthday to you, too. It was... Oh, no. Oh, and then my other little sissy, Rianne. B-S-N-R-N and this bitch, A. Her. And then, who else's birthday was... Oh, yeah, Frazier dad, my dad, his birthday was August 11th, my mom is the 12th, happy birthday, mommy, I miss you, my niece's birthday was the 8th, my other niece, Nova, so Nova and Nia, I love y'all. It was a lot of people's birthday, I'm glad all of y'all ain't in 1 month, I would have been broke, you hear me? Actually, I wouldn't have been broke because I'm just going to get y'all a card. That's what it's going to come down to. Hey, little bit is better than nothing. Card get you a long way. I took the time out to read and pick that for you, boo-boo. So when I get you a card, that's a real present, B. I might even put a little message in there. But shit, times be hard. My bills is due. I can't be buying everybody a damn present. I'm taking people out to eat and shit. Doing all types of shit, you know. The babies get presents, you know. The adults get cards. That's how we do it. That's how I'm gonna do it. Okay, bye, y'all.